President Karzai provoked a storm of controversy this week after he called for moving up the polls by more than 4 months. Both the United Nations and the United States strongly recommended sticking to the August 20th date to ensure the best conditions for conducting safe and fair polls. On Tuesday, Election Commission Chief Azizullah Luddin said the commission has decided to continue with that original date. He spoke in Dari while a fellow commission member translated. The United Nations envoy to Afghanistan, Kai Ida, released a statement praising the decision to reaffirm the August 20th date. Ida said it is critical the elections be seen as transparent and credible, and the United Nations will do everything it can to ensure they are. Last year, Afghan officials across the political spectrum, including President Karzai, acknowledged the difficulty in holding spring elections because of the extensive preparation that would have to occur during the harsh winters. In January, the Election Commission announced the August 20th date, but last Saturday, President Karzai suddenly announced he wanted the election to be in full compliance with Afghanistan's constitution, which requires a poll before the president retires from office on May 21st. Political opponents of Mr. Karzai quickly denounced his announcement as a ploy to take advantage of the benefits of his political office during his campaign. They have demanded he step down at the end of his term. It is now unclear who will be president between the end of Mr. Karzai's term and the election. Some politicians have suggested having parliament appoint an interim president until a new one is elected in August. Barry Newhouse, VOA News, Islamabad.